It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time. It is on a Wednesday, brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Yep, yesterday, as we talked about, not necessarily the news earlier on the show, Country Music's Hall of Fame Class of 2025 was announced. They'll be officially inducted into the hall in a ceremony this fall. Kenny Chesney leading the way in the modern artist category. From the non-performer side, industry executive and producer Tony Brown. And posthumously inducted into the era artist category, I can't believe she's not already in, June Carter Cash. June Carter Cash, of course, famous in her own right, and she will join so many members, virtually the entire Carter family, already in the Hall of Fame. And, of course, her husband, Johnny Cash. According to the CMA, she entered the business very, very young age, of course, because she was performing with the Carter family, her mothers and sisters. Of course, she was the youngest of them, so kind of caught the tail end of their fame as being one of the big, big family groups of the, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. June Carter passing away in May of 2003 at the age of 73. But soon after she met Johnny, well, we all know the story pretty much, by and large, and then they began recording duets together before they married officially March 1st of 1968. Now, there was only one number one song that June Carter Cash sang on. But she did a lot of backup singing, and she wrote a lot of big ones. And also, by the way, they did win some Grammys, too, for their duet, Johnny and June, If I Were a Carpenter. But she wrote, by and large, Ring of Fire, that Johnny Cash turned into a hit in 63. She also had a notable hit in 65 with Johnny, It Ain't Me, Babe, which is featured prominently, too, in Walk the Line. But it was in 1967 that June Carter Cash, her voice as a singer, hit number one, and it was right alongside the Man in Black, her husband. Let's take a trip to Jackson.
Woo-hoo!
As finally, June Carter Cash takes a trip to the Hall of Fame.
We got...